The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The Career Center provides opportunities for students from all Omaha Public Schools high schools to study electives in 11 career pathways that are not available anywhere else. Students receive transportation from their home school to the Career Center for most of the programs. And the program director and principal is Jeremy Nielsen, and he is my guest today on Live and Local. Jeremy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
Wow, 11 programs. What kind of programs are these?
Sure. So we are very proud of our 11 pathways here. We have 5 skilled and technical science pathways that range from automotive tech, auto collision, to construction, electrical, and welding. So we have 5 STS pathways. We have 2 phenomenal health pathways with EMT and CNA, Certified Nursing Assistant. And then we also have 2 pathways that are communication arts and information systems, where we have a digital video productions pathway, and we have an IT PC repair and networking pathway. So we have 9 internally on campus here at the Career Center at 32nd and Cumming, or 32nd and Burt Street. And then we have 2 programs that are off campus that are really flagship programs throughout the metro area. One is the Zoo Academy, held at Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo Education Center, and then the UNMC High School Alliance. So we're very proud of our 11 pathways, and students gain lots of career readiness skills when they come to the Career Center.
That's absolutely amazing, actually, because I'm familiar with some post-high school programs at some of the universities and at Metro as well. This would lead right into those, from welding and automotive. I mean, you've hit the core curriculums there. What kind of a success rate are you having with kids going through these programs?
So we have set benchmarks for ourselves for accountability. And a few of those benchmarks are to ensure that students are career ready. And what we're talking about are industry certifications. In lots of our automotive classways, as an example, students come out with industry certifications, NC3, Snap-on, SP2 safety, that they are work ready when they leave the Career Center. Not only in that automotive pathway do they get industry certifications, but they get college credit from Metropolitan Community College. And that's what we're really focused on with all of our pathways, is providing students with real world experiences and relevancy, so that when they get out, they're not just graduating with a high school diploma, but they have industry credentials, they have college credit, and they even have workplace learning experiences where they have engaged employers, and they have kind of a roadmap, a student career plan, to help chart their success as they move on to post-secondary.
That's a far cry from when I was a kid. You got a year or two of shop, and then there was nowhere else to go with that. It certainly didn't prepare you for a job, just, you know, touch of some nifty skills. But this is incredible. This is kind of the full package, isn't it?
It really is. Our pathways are really a sequence of 4 classes, and those classes, of course, are kind of semester 1, semester 2, and then year 2, semester 1, year 2, semester 2. And then that provides students to complete a pathway and really have a lot of those industry credentials, the dual credit, college credit, and work-based learning experiences that really help. For us, it provides a springboard for their success. We are that launching pad for a lot of students who are thinking of either directly entering work right after high school. We prepare them with the skills necessary to do that, and not only just to get a job, but a high skill, a high wage, and a high demand job at that.
You have an event coming up. So the week of October 11th through the 15th is Career Prep Week. What is that?
So this is a week that we really want to focus on beginning students to generate a student career plan for themselves. And what that's going to look like is really some exploration about student strengths, interests, kind of aptitude tests. And then we're going to have students develop some SMART goals, short-term and long-term goals. We'll talk resumes, where students will evaluate resumes and create their own. And then we'll do mock interviews, where students will complete kind of a generic application, participate in a mock interview, and demonstrate interview skills. And then we end up on Friday with the career fair.
And what is the career fair all about?
So the career fair is where students have a chance to network and interface with our industry partners, the employers in the metro area, and our post-secondary representatives and partners. So all of the hallways will be filled with our vendors or partners, and that's where they're going to have some time to network. We have a saying here, it's not work, it's network. And we really want to have students make connections and expand their network with the community so that they can have lines to employment and future opportunities for success after high school.
Connecting today's student with tomorrow's careers. Program Director of the Career Center and Principal, Jeremy Nielsen, has been my guest today on Live and Local. Jeremy, thank you very much. Great program, great work. Please keep up all the good happenings.
Well, we really appreciate it. Thank you, and we can't wait for this event.